Thanks for listening to DS106 Radio.
You're listening to DS106 Radio.
This is DS106 Radio. Raw.
And John.
Oh no.
I'm afraid so. Anyway.
Oh, John.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Brian Gould for that bumper that we patched in later. This is John Johnson, and this is the DS106 Good Spell. Futzing splendidly since 2013 on DS106 Radio for Life, one of 106 bullets, mantras and koans that explore the open online course Digital Storytelling 106. Meditations and rambles about education, openness, open education, art, fun and learning. I'm John Johnson, and with me as usual is Mariana Funes. Hi Mariana, how are you?
Hello, hi John. Already futzing splendidly today. Yeah. We forgot to send each other things and the radio wasn't working and all sorts.
We are live though, and I believe making a noise at least nice calves tells we are.
Yay! Oh, yeah. Rochelle, our million listeners, we've got them. Rochelle is there. Hello, Rochelle.
Some point you must have told somebody we're going to talk about Mr. Garner Campbell's talk as well, I see from Twitter. But kick off, the bullet this week is number, who knows, but it's number 4 of the spring term. And it's follow the stuff that resonates, even if it doesn't make sense yet.
Well, there is a very noir kind of a bullet point. Yeah,
hunt it down, track down what it is you're after, maybe. Yeah. So what did you mean, though, back a year and something ago, if you can remember, Mariana?
Well, I think that, yes, I can remember, and one of the things that I found certainly at the start when I started doing DS106 was that although there is a lot of choice, we had our weeks, didn't we, where we covered different things for each week, and what we covered wasn't always immediately something that I felt inclined to try, either because it felt too risky or too difficult, or because I felt that it would be, you know, not interesting in some way, or because I actually was motivated to, you know, to jump that week and go off and do something else because I preferred what was going to happen, you know, on week 6 and we were on week 4 or something like this. And I learned, because we were given quite strong guidance about following the syllabus and, you know, doing the assignments as we were asked and so on. And told quite clearly, I think, that sometimes you discovered stuff that you never thought that you liked or that you could learn or that you could be good at just by trying it out.
Hmm.
And a lot of the time, some of the time, I was doing things that certainly at the start didn't make a lot of sense necessarily, like I think we talked about last week when we did the radio and we were doing the Foley sounds. I had no idea what I was doing, why I was doing it, and it only fell into place with its kind of wonderfulness afterwards. So that's, I guess, an example of what I think I meant with that bullet.
Do it even if you don't think you're gonna like it.
Even if you don't understand it, because I think sometimes it's a procedural thing. You're following and you're doing this and you're doing that, and they tell you do it this way, but not do it that way. And you go, but no, that's stupid. I want to do it this way. And then if you just try it the new way, you might well discover things that you didn't know.
Yeah, Rochelle says you got to trust the teachers, and I suppose that something that really resonates with something I read or heard this week from a teacher somewhere else, but it just slipped my memory. But this idea of, you know, you don't want to be, and I think in sort of secondary education certainly, that there sometimes is a sort of feeling of we're not on the same side, and I guess you really want to be on the same side as the people you're learning off. would be a good one to take there and trust them, Rochelle.
Well, I think there is a big element of that, of course, because, you know, certainly in our case with DS106, you know, the people who were doing the teaching, even in the one that we did where, you know, we had no teacher, we had many teachers, let's say, you know, you do have a level of trust that, you know, if people are making a strong suggestion that you should do it this way or that you should try that and that you should maybe reserve judgment, you know, after you've done it in X way, that actually... You know, there is a reason why they're saying it, and if you're wanting to learn from them, then I guess it is a sense of, you know, as Rochelle says, you trust that they're giving you their best advice and you have a go. I mean, another example that comes to mind is when I did the DS106 at your college last semester, where we were working with Ryan Seslow. And he did this this assignment around the GIF, the portrait. Now, I don't know if you looked into the GIF, the portrait, but it's a very it's very specific what he suggests you do and how you do it. And I remember having that same feeling: is that I really don't understand why I should be making the GIF this way. And it took a long time, and I followed the instructions, and I did it, and I learned an immense amount about layers. I learned an immense amount about, you know, creating shapes and so, which I would not have done had I done it in what I thought before I started was the better way. And that, I think, is the thing about trusting people who have maybe been doing it for years.
Yeah. I've completely lost track of Noir 106 this week due to doing other stuff. This morning I spent a couple of hours just going through the stream and dropping some comments on people and things like that. And that was a sort of thread of things that people didn't know and felt were difficult, and the different positions they were in. And what was quite interesting is I was looking at, I'll see if I can find it here, I've got it in here somewhere. Oh, that's it. It's a post by Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Kathy, and it's
the open participants. Yeah. We mentioned our last week,
so, and it's on the design unit, and
so that's what they've been doing this week, the design week, hasn't it?
I guess that's probably Freudian that I have missed being there on design week, because having no sense of design, I always sort of struggle with that. But she's done a really nice minimalist TV poster design, TV movie poster for her story. But in her comment, she says, or in her post, she said, it seemed easier for me, having done professional work on websites and learning systems and stuff, that this, you know, she was used to the tool she was using there. So I'd be really interested to sort of find out what she's getting out of that as compared to somebody else. And as I was looking at another one I was looking at was one of these comic covers, turning them into animating a comic cover, and I'm not sure whose actual post it was, maybe Damon, and it's a Captain Marvel gif, and he said that this entire assignment took me a good 3 hours. He spent ages trying to figure out layers and using the GIMP and things like that.
You know, it's interesting because what you're raising there is sort of two different motivations. You know, in the one you are looking at, here you are, you know how to do the thing, you know how to use the tool, and so you can, you know, maybe, you know, just get on with it and do it. And what do you get out of that? On the other example, you're saying actually here is an example of something that possibly could have taken me half an hour. It ended up taking me 3 hours or more because I actually was struggling learning the tool, learning how to do this, and so on. And there is a, it's a kind of continuum, isn't it? It's like, and then what you're saying is, well, what do you get out of that, and how much, and is there more learning in one or the other? It's an interesting thing to talk about, really. The struggle, whether the, you know, whether the struggle, the not making sense, the going through steps, almost like being in a fog, you know, I'm not sure, I press here, it says I should do this, I'll do that, and I'm not sure, and I'll try that, and it doesn't work, and something else, and it, you know, whether there is somehow more more learning, however one quantifies that.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I'm guessing that the sort of idea, you know, digital storytelling is split up into two obvious chunks of tool, you know, the digital bit, the skill with the tools, and the storytelling bit. And I guess the more fluid you are with the digital tools, the more you can think about storytelling. And maybe other people are quite comfortable with, you know, have a good story and know, you know, what they want to say, or have a good eye for design, but they just don't know the tools. So I'm guessing even if you are really very skilled with the digital tools, there's still quite a lot you can get out of it.
Well, I think there is something about, because the whole point about the design week, I mean, I remember, I mean, I've done few, you know, more since the first time around, but I do remember the first time around that I did all the design week stuff. It just changed the way I looked at the whole world around me. And I remember doing, because this week I think they've done the design safari, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I remember going around. I was working at the time when we were doing it, and we had to do it, and you know, get it done as usual with it. And I did it whilst I was you know, teaching. So it was, and I still remember thinking, well, you know, you just, again, you know, you start to look at the world in a completely different way, because you're trying to make sense of the principles of design, what is good design, bad design, and in whose eyes as well, you know, the kind of what do I like versus what, you know, what might be an objective, if such a thing exists, you know, principle of it. And I still remember one of my students had an iPhone case that was the shape of an old cassette. And I told him, I said I was, you know, looking for this, and said, oh, I've got just the thing. So he pulled this thing, and it looked just like an old cassette. And then he said, look, I put that here, and then he gets a pen and puts it next to the what looked like a cassette. And he said, and somebody will understand what that means if they ever used cassettes.
The pencil.
You remember when you used to roll the thing in and out when they got stuck?
Yeah.
I thought it was just, you know, and so it's, you start to observe, to notice how things are made, the function, the use of things. Opening doors, closing doors. You know, Alan is saying here, Design Week is the best. I don't know if the best, but you know, I learned a huge amount. I loved it. Yes, because it cuts across everything. It cuts across the how might you design a page in order to tell a story. So the story element of it. But then also in terms of function, how you use your tools, how your tools are designed to be invisible or not.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I think in Rochelle's, I think Alan's Design Week is the best was in a retort to Rochelle saying Design Week was tough on her too.
Hard.
And then she says, design I can accidentally do, but not on purpose well yet. I just love that, Rochelle, because I wish I could even do some nice, you know, accidentally occasionally, but I think maybe you need to go back and read the books. Maybe take a wee break, Mariana, and play an odd bit of audio here.
Go for it.
So we've got a few things that Mariana's found for us, and we played in with a bumper by Brian Gullett, who I guess was taking DS106 somewhere.
Yeah, can I say something before you play it?
Well, this we're going to call My Life. Is that okay?
Yes, yeah. It's a daily create that we did a while ago when we did the sitcom of My Life. And the reason I'm saying I wanted to say something was because Brian, his Twitter handle is Good Look Brian. Nothing like being confident, I say. So anyway, he struggled and he had lots of difficulties posting on SoundCloud, and the, you know how sometimes the files glitch and they don't go on properly and so on. And he had such difficulties. And then I was kind of last week telling him off because he hadn't set it to download and all sorts. Anyway, eventually, I think midweek, he managed to get it, you know, get it on SoundCloud downloadable. Martha commented on it and how good the song is. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people will enjoy it. It's a lovely one.
Okay.
So, phew, he managed to get it to SoundCloud, and now we're playing it.
Okay, here we go. So my life.
So this is kind of awkward for me to say, but this is a show about my own life. My life. This is kind of weird, to be honest. So yeah. Wake up in the morning, day by day, just doing normal things, play by play, but don't worry. It's just my life. I'm a pretty nice guy without a wife, but if I did have a wife, she'd have a life too. A good education with a high IQ, but I don't have a wife, so I'm still single, not searching online, not on Christian Mingle. Just a young student, you know, just chasing a degree. Did you watch this show? That's all about me? Is that really what's up? Really? That's what's up. My name is Brian, and I'm here to show you my life. Yes, my life. We're not kidding. This is literally about my life. My weird, normal college life. Like, seriously, about the most basic guy on campus. It's about me. Me, Brian. It's called Goulet by the Day. That's actually kind of catchy. Especially since his last name is Goulet. Man, that's a pretty... I have a pretty cool last name, to be honest.
So, I'm guessing that although Brian struggled with uploading to SoundCloud, that he is actually quite musical and talented in that direction, because certainly sounded...
Isn't it brilliant?
Pretty good. So, that's quite timely, you know, this is there's a story. And also that fits in very much. Kathy's got back there with a tweet saying, bring stories and tools to comparable level equals value. And she learns something from every something or other, because I can't actually see it on Twitter on my phone. But she's always learning.
Learning something from every creation for what people need. And I have, I mean, it's a really interesting point. I don't know, you probably have never had this experience I'm about to tell, but often I have many ideas that I just simply cannot execute.
Because
I do not know how to. And no, Alan, it's not all about the clone tool. Sometimes you need other tools. And so, you know, sometimes I have these ideas that I think I could do this, I could, and I just simply do not know how to use the tool well enough. So the more you practice, and I guess this is the point that Kathy is making, the more you practice and you get the kind of the two things at a comparable level, so you can have your ideas, you can think about the shape of what you want to do, but also you don't, you know, your ability to use the tool is aligned with what your ideas are. It goes back to that thing that Ira Glass used to say, about how we may have impeccable taste when we get started, but we need many years of just hard work to have our taste and our ability to execute be aligned.
Yeah, definitely. And we apologize again to Rochelle for the low volumes of sounds. Basically, I just need to get my act together and get these things quicker with some email problems. I think I've got some email problems today, but I need to boost them quite often. if they're quieter than Mariana and my voice, and upping the gain in Nicecast is not really doing it for me at the moment, so we'll try better for the next one. It might be a wee bit louder, who knows. So I'm going to just go straight into another tune here in this, because this is completely different. This is Chris B doing some Listerine love
commercial.
Yeah, so
ever be happy with him. Oh, the bad breath. Give him another chance. Give him Listerine, a cure for chronic halitosis. Let germs, not love, die.
So a wee bit of noir to our advert there. Was that a Daily Crate today, this week, Mariana?
Was it this week? I guess yes. This week she's gone. The idea of, because they were doing audio, so I thought it would be good to have sort of an old radio and the noir thing. Mm. So old radio commercials. There's a few of them. I picked one.
I got as far as listening to quite a lot of old American radio commercials, and it looks like a rich field. I think we could run that one again a few times, maybe with slightly different angles. Some of the old cigarette adverts are just wonderful. Gets right to the heart of advertising, I think, if just listening to some old fag adverts probably tells you more about advertising than anything else.
I happened to find this this thing with all old scripts of this old radio programs, and there is, you know, you can just access them. So I thought they would be quite handy for people if you're going to be doing the radio shows, etc. Because you've got, you know, pages full of different, you know, old scripts, and within that they have the little commercials as well. Mm. So on. So you know, if somebody was so inclined, they could get lost finding, you know, and remixing old radio program scripts.
Yeah, no, they're great, and I think maybe one of the reasons that people find radio stuff difficult is that they're not old enough to remember that sort of stuff, you know, the old radio programs. And even, I mean, the ones we generally listen to in DS106 tend to have an American hint on them, but even over here you got some of that, even if it was secondhand in the background in a TV series or referred to. I guess it's some sort of rich sort of cultural archive we kind of need to dive back into sometimes. And I remember Scott Lowe, who did a lot of really great podcasts and inside and outside DS106, used to love trawling through old radio bits and pieces and recreating them and reading them different ways.
Yes, I think we had more takers for the radio commercials than the internet archive arcade games, because there was a video Daily Create this week that there was the internet arcade. They put up all the old games from the 80s. Oh, it's so funny that I must find her name, because I just watched the video. It's one of the Noir 106 people, and let me see if I can find it. She says something about, I rather play, the title of her blog post was, I rather play with Barbies, and she did a whole video about how she hated this internet arcade. Mm. And she goes, what the hell, goes, you know, why does all this look like it's games from the 80s? Oh, that's because it's games from the 80s, you know. This lovely young girl, very cheery, but thinking, you know, this really isn't for me. Mm. So I think it's an age thing too. We're
Quentin
Allen now.
Yeah. I must say I haven't listened to the Serial podcast at all, but I've read a fair amount of journalism on it over in the papers here and all the rest of it, and it seems quite an interesting point, and maybe handy, and this is, we're way off topic now, Mariana, but a sort of helping the revival of podcasting that seems to be going on at the moment in some places.
I don't know about the you know, this, when you say off topic, I mean, I do think that radio is something that one way or another, some people just take to it and love it, but other people do struggle with it until maybe they find a kind of way in for them. Some, I suppose, don't ever. You know, it's not for them. I do have an idea that it does have to do to some extent with your preferences in terms of how you process the world, really. I know nothing about Serial, so I shan't say anything about it. I've seen people tweeting about it, but I know nothing about it.
Yeah. I think actually this is, see, the point that radio, and this actually leads right back into your point, follow the stuff that resonates even if it doesn't make sense, and it's even if it doesn't resonate, just following it. And I think the bit that makes radio really work in DS106 is the group, because once you're shoved into a group of people, you're going to find yourself doing something that you don't really like or doesn't come naturally to you or something like that. You know, it may be that you feel a bit uptight about being completely silly on the radio, or
the first radio program, when you got put in this group, where you were thinking that you were going to be doing whatever, anyway, they ended up doing working with zombies, and you thought it wasn't going to be great, and then you had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and
learned a lot.
You know, just before I took over the airwaves tonight, what was playing on DS106 was that show. Five people that was up there, so that's quite interesting, just coincidentally. But I think that's it. It's like, because you're committed to working with a group of people that you don't particularly know, you don't have similar taste to or anything like that, you're going to have to maybe just step out of your comfort zone a wee bit, and that's the point.
I remember the one when we did the Headless 13, and I think you worked with Rochelle on the radio group, didn't you? And you were, you know, reading and talking and telling stories about, and just the way that you blended. I think one song that Rochelle sang with, some of you, reading stories and interviewing people, and it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm not sure necessarily that, you would have thought that would be the kind of thing that you would do, but that's the thing, you surprise yourself, I think. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's also handy to have Rochelle on hand, because she's pretty good at layering these things up.
she managed, and Ron, and Ronald L, he's quite active in Google Plus, not so much on Twitter, but he does, a lot of singing and remixing and so on. And in between Rochelle and he, this summer, they managed to convince me to actually sing on one of these things, because we were doing this remix of the trailer song for the Bergeron family story that we were doing. And so they sent through, because this is when it's made easy, right? They sent through the words. I think Ron had recorded the sort of bass music thing, and if anybody could do it, they would go, you just need to play the music. And they even told me how to do it, and I ended up singing a song which is just not something that I ever thought I would ever do.
Awesome. I must say hallelujah, me and you both. Maybe sometime as a swan song, I don't know. I just called Dog saying the best learning is shown again and again in DS106 is that people succeed in things that they say they never tried. So that really just kind of fits in nicely with that. You sent me one other bit of audio this week. It's a commercial by Jeffrey Berryman. And I'm just going to play that. I haven't heard it because it just arrived here, but it's only 30 seconds, so let's give that a wee listen. I don't know what it's a commercial for.
Good evening, folks. I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. We just take a brief moment because I would like to introduce you a new show, the Cunningham Investigation Show. Do you like crime? Do you like investigation? Do you want to hear what's going on? Do you want to have a fun story? Do you want to be entertained for an hour at a time? Do you have anything better to do on a Sunday night? Listen in on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. That is Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, for the Cunningham Investigation Show. Tune in now.
Well, if anybody tuned in now for the Cunningham Investigation Show, 8 o'clock to DS106 on a Sunday night, they got us instead, Mariana.
But that's right. That's the one that was it was a kind of in competition to us. They wanted the 8 o'clock slot. We better talk to Rocky Lou Radio if they want to. They want our slot.
it's a nice sort of read of American style, over the top motor mouth commercial there, Jeffrey. Well, it's good stuff. And something else struck me there as well, but I've forgotten. I'm guessing we've run about half an hour now, Mariana.
Yes.
We'll probably hang up the mic in a wee while. There was some other thing I was going to talk about. It was some of the stuff that I saw this week on DS106, but I can't even find it. Too many windows, too many tabs open.
Too many windows, too many tabs. There you go.
That's all the time. That was it. Yes, and it kind of speaks to the audio and images and things. And I was looking at various people's image work today. And this is kind of probably the handy hint section, if anybody's listening. And there was people that had uploaded files as JPEGs that would have been better as a PNG, and people that had uploaded PNGs and they were better as a JPEG. And I guess that's just a bit of learning, that JPEGs work better for photographs, and if something's just a bit simpler or more graphic-y, I would say PNG might be a better bet, and it's always worth in your program exporting to different file formats to have a wee look, or at least previewing if you can, to see what the sizes are. But that also goes with the audio, and Rochelle saying that, you know, some of the audio we played the first bit, I think tonight, was a bit quiet. That basically is down to me not having a look at it and checking out that it it's boosted enough, and I usually just lazily use the levelator for that sort of thing. But dealing with audio, if you're pushing bits and pieces of audio together, it's a good idea to maybe boost some of them up or bring some of them down. And what I tend to do, and what I will do after this show, is sort of remove all the audio from the Nicecast track and bring it back in again, so that we can make a rough attempt at levelling. And I wouldn't say that I'm either expert or overly enthusiastic about making a great job of that sort of thing, but it is worth thinking about some of this stuff when you're doing DS106, especially if you're posting things to your own space. Smaller files go up faster, they come down faster.
That is one of those things where that you learn just out of practice, but I have on my list, one day I am going to sit down, even if it doesn't make sense and I find it really boring, and I am going to learn everything about the different files, audio and pictures and everything, you know, and what they're best for and all of that. I'm afraid that is something that I just have not found the motivation. I just trial and error, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible to admit, but there you go.
Do what someone more experienced tells you to do is a good place for that.
Yes, because people like yourself and others, you know, go and save it like this and save it like that, and I go, yeah, okay, I'll save it like that. But I have to admit that I don't always understand what it is that I'm doing.
Usually making it smaller and sometimes making it better looking, I guess. I don't know, I maybe started doing stuff on the web just at the end of when file size was really important. For an awful long time, I would post images that were really small and very compressed and didn't look great, just because it was sort of drummed into me at the start to make things load fast.
I tell you where I do play with that, and I have fun because I like to make all this the animated GIFs with restrictive colors.
Yeah,
and that's really interesting because sizes and things. Because when you play around with that, you realize the different sizes and how many colors and whether it's dithered or not, and all of that, that how it affects the size that of your final file. That's a place where I have learned about all of this and enjoyed it, because it's not empty. It's you're producing something, you're making something, and it looks a particular way depending on, you know, what you add or take away.
That's the part we were talking about earlier. That's the digital part, and what your GIF does artistically is the storytelling part, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should probably play out now with something cheerful.
Something cheerful. Go on then. What you got lined up?
I haven't got anything lined up, but I think I can't. There's tons of really nice stuff we've been sent now for various things. Anybody's out there that's desperate can always send us another bumper anytime you like. But I can't. I was looking for Vivian's Top Cat one, because I kind of like that, but I can't find it. So I might as well start backside forwards with this one here. So 22 seconds of a nice sound, folks. Here we go.
Now go and listen to the Master's Radio. In touch with God. In touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
DS 106 Good Spell. Turn your radio on.
And with that, I'll turn the broadcast off.